Thank you for coming out here. To the Chula Vista Elite Athlete Training Center, I'm Derek Togerson from NBC7, of course, one of the Olympic partners, and absolutely honored to be here with everyone in these first few tables. Such an amazing event, and to everyone else who has come here to support this as well, it's just fantastic. Something I was thinking about when this was all coming together is that the Olympic Games are really about greatness. You think about Jesse Owens, who changed the world on track in Berlin, or Michael Phelps, who redefined greatness through pools all throughout the world. But it's not just the competition, it's the people and humanity that you really shine a bright light on. You think about Isaiah Jewett. Remember him last year? He got tripped by Nigel Lamas, and instead of getting upset, he picked his competitor up, draped his arm around him, and said, "We're going to finish this race together." That was an amazing moment. Or Eric Musambani back in 2000. You might not know the name, but you've seen the video. He was the swimmer from Equatorial Guinea who had learned to swim about 3 months before the Olympic Games. His country had gotten the wild card, and he was the only one to show up in a pool. He'd never seen a 50-meter pool before. He went to the Olympic Games, and he willed himself through the 100-meter race in almost 2 minutes, but he wanted to make sure he made his country proud. And that spirit of camaraderie and pride, the Olympic spirit, that's why we're all here tonight. We are standing with Ukraine. So let's extend a warm welcome and round of applause for the Ukrainian Athletic Federation. Last week, 37 athletes and coaches started arriving here to train for next week's World Championship, as you know, up in Eugene, Oregon. The Chula Vista Elite Athlete Training Center, along with the United States Olympic and Paralympic Committee, International Olympic Committee, Point Loma Nazarene University, and several others, have funded this endeavor. And one of the things that rings true is international competition creates national pride. When you have a country that does well on the national stage, it makes the entire country proud. And that, I think, is a shining example of what we have these Ukrainian athletes. Tonight's a chance to celebrate them and their amazing athletes and coaches as they continue to represent the Olympic values of excellence, friendship, and respect. All right, so let's give the stage to people who really made this all happen. To begin, we're gonna welcome Brian Malecki, the president and COO of the Chula Vista Elite Athlete Training Center. Brian, come on up.
And Praveet. My name is Brian Malekian, president of the Chula Vista Elite Athlete Training Center. Thank you for joining us here tonight to support and honor the Ukrainian Athletic Federation in their preparation for the World Athletic Championships in Eugene, Oregon, beginning next Friday. Hello to our friends and partners from the city of Chula Vista, led by Mayor Salas, who you'll be hearing from shortly. Welcome to the Point Loma Trust board members, Dr. Joe Watkins and Steve Othwell, along with Paul Dostart. A special hello to our community and business partners representing Baldwin & Sons, CopyLink, HCL America, Home Fed Corporation, the Kevin O'Neill Corporation, Lennar Homes, Shea Homes, and anyone else that I'm sure I missed. Welcome to all of our media partners. Thank you to Pushkin Restaurant, who's providing this great food we're enjoying tonight. I want to thank our CVATC staff, who consistently turn crazy ideas into reality, in particular Nicole Jones and Jessica Cudney. More than anything, to our new friends from the Ukraine, I want to say, Laskavo prosimo. Welcome. Welcome to one of the world's premier training facilities, where you can focus on your performance, unfettered by the concerns of the world, at least for a few days. Know that you are always, always welcome here with open arms, especially as we look ahead to the Olympics in Los Angeles in 2028. Developing the focus and precision required on a stage like the World Athletics Championships is challenging enough. Imagine maintaining that focus and precision under circumstances that have quite literally torn your homes and your lives apart. That is nothing short of a miracle. The original values of the Olympic movement were stated as encourage effort, preserve human dignity, and develop harmony. And the five colors in the Olympic rings signify the global unity that the Olympics represent, That is what tonight is all about. We compete on the pitch, on the track, in the ring, on the court, on the throws field. And when we compete, we will always strive to win. However, there are things in this life that transcend sport, that are bigger than any competition, and that define who we are as human beings, just trying to be good people in a world of human beings. It was once remarked that the only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is for the good to do nothing. This event tonight, this newfound camaraderie, but more than anything, your dedication to being the best athletes you can be on the world's biggest stage in light of the circumstances that you are dealing with, well, that's something. The world is watching you, and know that you are changing the world for the good in your own unique way. Diakuyu Gobi. Thank you. It is now my pleasure to introduce my boss, Dr. Joe Watkins from the Point Loma Trust.
Thank you, Brian, and I want to add my welcome to all of you who are here with us from Ukraine. We must confess, those of us here in this country have little idea all that you and your families have experienced. Our hearts have broken with you. Our hearts are with you, and we want to encourage you. It is our hope that you feel and experience our hospitality, our welcome, and that we assist you in achieving your goals so that you can inspire others in your home country. For your model, your example, is a fierce determination to achieve something that will give hope to all of the people that you live with, that are close to you, and your own country. And so we welcome you, we welcome your partnership, we welcome your collaboration, and it is our great hope and prayer that you will have all that you need in the days to come to overcome the challenges that you face. So welcome to Chula Vista, welcome to this place, and may you be blessed with all that you need in the days to come. It is my privilege to welcome to the platform the mayor of the city of Chula Vista, Mayor Mary Casillas Salas. Mayor Salas has served 8 years as mayor of city of Chula Vista. And the first time I met Mayor Salas, first time I met Mayor Salas, she talked about wanting to have a city of champions. It has been the theme of her tenure as mayor. She has done a remarkable job, and she's here this evening to present a special proclamation to you on behalf of the City Council and the City of Chula Vista. Would you welcome Mayor Salas, please?
Thank you, Dr. Watkins. Thank you so much. And Brian, thank you for those words that I think express everything that we are feeling here, not only in the city of Chula Vista, but the entire United States. The city of Chula Vista wants to let you know that you are always welcome here, not just during your week of training, but anytime you want to come home. Chula Vista is also designated as a welcoming city, and we are proud to say that we are diverse and we welcome all, and that we have such a beautiful and rich community. So our community is your community. As they say in Spanish, mi casa es su casa. My home is your home. So with that, I would like to present the proclamation to you. I forgot one thing. Dr. Watkins mentioned that we are a city of champions, and that's because this city, not only with the Chula Vista Elite Athlete Training Center, but in all our community where children and young and old people, we participate in sports, and we love sports. And as a matter of fact, I'm a pickleball aficionado. So we are a city of champions, and later on in the program, I'll be presenting the athletes with our button to signify city of champions, because we want to let you know that even though you're champions in your own discipline in sports, that we feel that each and every citizen of Ukraine is doing Each and every ordinary citizen of Ukraine is doing extraordinary things that we have not had to face here in the United States of America. God bless America, but also God bless the people of Ukraine. And I'd like to make this presentation and if you'll come up and accept the presentation. And let's see, we have somebody that's accepting this proclamation on behalf of your teammates.
Alexei Sertochenko.
Oh, yes. That's not what's on my program, so. Okay, so I'm going to read this proclamation as I present it to you. Whereas the Ukrainian Athletic Federation will train at the Chula Vista Elite Athlete Training Center from June 30th to July 13th, 2022. And whereas the 37 athletes and coaches and staff from Ukraine are training in preparation for the World Athletic Championships, which will be held July 15th through July 24th in Eugene, Oregon. And whereas the International Olympic Committee and the United States Olympic and Paralympic Olympic Committee and the Chula Vista Elite Athlete Trainers Center have joined in the spirit of Olympic values of excellence, friendship, and respect to host the Ukrainian Athletic Federation. And whereas the Chula Vista Elite Athlete Training Center is internationally renowned as a premier destination for track and field events, as well as elite athletes across many sports. And whereas the Chula Vista Elite Athlete Training Center and the City of Chula Vista recognize and appreciate the challenges and the struggles of all world-class athletes, and especially those of the Ukrainian Athletic Federation. Now, therefore, I, Mary Casillas-Salas, the 40th mayor of the City of Chula Vista, together with the City Council and the Chula Vista Elite Athlete Training Center, do hereby express our most sincere welcome to the athletes from Ukraine and the Ukrainian Athletic Federation as they prepare for the World Athletic Championships, and wish you successful competition. Thank you.
Hello, from Ukraine Athletics National Team and from Ukraine Athletics Federation, I would like to say some words, some very important words for us, and I hope for you too. Dear Mayor Salas, ladies and gentlemen, dear friends, on behalf of Ukraine Athletic Federation and Ukraine Athletics National Team, I would like to thank to the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Committee, Chula Vista Elite Athletes Training Center, and Chula Vista community for welcoming and hosting us here. Indeed, we are. Indeed, we are perfectly welcomed and every day feel a great care and very kind attitude and attention to our team here. Thank you very much for this. Team Ukraine is very happy to run the final stage of its preparation for the World Athletics Championships in Eugene here in Chula Vista. We do appreciate much your hospitality, all provided support and help for us in these very difficult times for Ukraine. This kind of your support is very valuable and very important for us. But what is much more important is that the United States of America are giving everyday abroad support to Ukraine in our fight against Russian aggression, those who occupied our territory and wants to destroy our country, and now are killing our Ukrainian people in their own houses, on their own territory. It's really terrible to acknowledge that in the 21st century, some strange dictators can threaten millions of civil people and the whole civilized world with weapons and missiles. But Ukrainian people, as well as Ukrainian athletes, do feel that we are not alone in our fight and in this war, and we have a common goal with our friends to win it. I have a great honor to take this opportunity and on behalf of all Ukrainian people to say thank you to all American people for all your support and solidarity with Ukraine. We believe that in the light, that the light forces will certainly win a fight against the dark, and our common victory will come very soon, and there will be a peace in Ukraine again. After all, because our close friendship, we believe that Ukraine will be much more stronger than ever before. Thank you for your attention. Thank you for your solidarity. Thank you for your hospitality. Thank you, Chula Vista. Thank you, State of California. Thank you, United States of America. And also, I would like to invite and introduce to you our very titled and famous athlete, Anna Ryzhikova, who also wants to say some words from on behalf of Ukraine athletes, as she is an athlete committee member of Ukraine Athletic Federation. Anna, please.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Let me briefly introduce myself. As Alexis Sinchenko told, my name is Anna Ryzhikova. I am Olympic bronze medalist. I am a member of Ukrainian Athletes Committee. And now I am here to say thank you on behalf of Ukrainian national team athletes. We express our deep gratitude for the help in organizing this training camp. It's very important for us because now in Ukraine we have no opportunity to have our normal training. Even more, it's dangerous for our lives there. Among us, some athletes had to leave their homes due to the fact that their city was occupied. Some athletes had relatives who went to the army to protect our country, and every one of us are worried 24 hours a day about lives of our family and friends. We appreciate for your support, for your attention, for your help, and for your hospitality. It will be such a good memories for us because of training in this great training camp, and we can gain strength here, rest mentally, and feel like a family. We will always remember the time that we spent here in such a sunny city of Chula Vista, and it's a really great honor for us to train in one of the best training centers. I want to say thank you to U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Committee, to the Chula Vista Elite Athletics Training Center, and to the local community for this great opportunity. And it's a pleasure to be here now. Thank you so much. And we have a small presence from our team.
Thank you, Anna. Just to leave a memory of our staying here, we would like to invite Mr. Brian to present the national flag of Ukraine with the signs of our athletes. All athletes left their autographs. Please turn it to that side. Thank you. So now I hope it will find a place in your training center.